This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26 June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is warm across the region. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, expect mild temperatures and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see sunny skies throughout the day. A perfect day to be outside. Eilat will have clear skies as well. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Israel-Lebanon talks have been extended an extra day as a deal on IDF withdrawal remains elusive. This update comes from 4 hours ago. Also, I-24 News confirms that the State Department acknowledges ongoing talks between Israel and Lebanon. Both parties are set to reconvene in Washington on Thursday morning. This news came in 2 hours ago. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Ali Khamenei's secret bunker includes a blast-resistant room and escape tunnels under Tehran. This comes after Israel's strikes against Iran in March. Separately, Ynet reports that Eilat residents and tourists were alarmed after a Shin Bet warning of a possible attack similar to October 7th. However, officials then time is returned. And finally, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since a ceasefire, potentially reigniting tensions and impacting ongoing negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, noted just minutes ago that the state is subsidizing 7 residences for Netanyahu, yet his current living situation is unknown. Aviva Klompas, a policy analyst, posted earlier that despite headlines about Iran's influence, recent actions may actually strengthen the U.S.-Israel military partnership. Al Arabiya English reported less than an hour ago that former Middle East peace negotiator Gershon Baskin criticized Netanyahu for failing on key fronts, including Iran, Hezbollah, and Gaza. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Israel-Lebanon talks. The Times of Israel reports negotiations have been more productive today than in previous days. Frustrations initially arose over the U.S.'s involvement in the Iran deal with Lebanon. The extension aims to finalize the IDF withdrawal deal, crucial for regional stability. Turning to the revelation by the Jerusalem Post about Ali Khamenei's bunker, this facility, a target during Israel's March strikes, showcases Iran's defensive preparations. The IDF's clandestine units, 8,200-9,900, played a key role in identifying the site. Such developments underscore the ongoing tensions between Israel and Iran. Meanwhile, the situation in Eilat remains calm after the Shin Bet's warning. Ynet highlights the swift response by local authorities to reassure residents and tourists. Despite initial concerns, the community's response indicates resilience and readiness. Finally, Iran's missile launch at Israel, reported by Axios, marks a significant shift from the recent ceasefire. This action threatens to derail peace talks and could lead to a renewed cycle of conflict. With regional diplomacy at stake, both nations are under international scrutiny to de-escalate. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that AI-driven earnings from foreign tech firms are reshaping Israel's balance of payments, offering new economic opportunities. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes the weakening of the Israeli shekel as it approaches 3 per dollar. Recent regional developments and declines in the U.S. economy are influencing this trend. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli company Hamat will exit Turkey due to financial losses from a boycott. The closure affects local manufacturing and workforce, signaling broader economic ripples. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.